Glenn Haight is the Board of Fisheries Executive Director.
Changing the board meeting cycle to 4 or 5 years, that's just one thing that the board could look at. And certainly with that one, it's really concerning for the board because the 3-year cycle is very solid. It's been around for a long time, and they don't feel comfortable just jumping right in and changing something like that without a lot of input and a lot of thought.
Other cost-saving options include reducing meeting expenses, getting rid of the honorarium for the Big Game Commercial Services Board, or even capping the number of proposals the board considers at each meeting. The Board of Fish spends about $240,000 to hold all of its regulatory meetings in an average year. It's looking at a budget shortfall next year of about $170,000, even before expected 5 or 10% budget cuts as the state deals with a massive drop in revenue. Haight says the Boards of Fish and Game will meet December 9th, the day after the Bristol Bay Finfish meeting, to have a preliminary discussion on all of their options.
I wouldn't see anything happening at this particular meeting. This is for scoping purposes, so they can really just look at various ideas and see if they want to get further information.
Representatives from Bristol Bay advisory committees told KDLG News they didn't think switching to a 4 or 5 year cycle would be a major problem, as the board can address some issues out of cycle. Haight says not everything is on the table for cuts. Getting rid of the in-person advisory committee meetings is not an option for now, for example. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.